Thank you. Thank you very much. Very good point. This is completely true. It's not only high-speed line, but also international service. Just to give you two examples, the operator, for example, in Italy, the two operators, they're trying to integrate the regional services, and they integrate in their website to sell the ticket. And Italo, the new entrant, ask many times to integrate also the Trenitalia regional services. And finally, the antitrust decide to include that. So Italo is able to sell a single ticket. The problem is that you don't give to the passenger still that certainty that if some train is delayed, we will be covering another. But it's quite interesting. The other element is, it's true, the high-speed line couldn't arrive wherever. It's just for the main lines. So they operate, both operators, for example, they develop their bus fleet to connect, for example, Costiera Amalfitana to Salerno. So it's some destination. And in that case, they are their own bus company, medium distance bus company. And that case is completely integrated ticket. That means that if the bus is delayed, the customer will be saved on the next train. And on the ticketing, I completely agree that still is, so this kind of integration is start to work, but still we are far away to complete that process. And it will be not easy. And also there's another element that for me is very important, that still in Europe, we don't have a real single European railway area, not real. That means that many times also the infrastructure manager are not perfectly communicating between each other. And if it's an international train, sometimes you can have problems of capacity, problem of works, and so on, where the service will not work very well. So finally, Israel is losing competitivity due to this, due to also to this aspect. So it's very, very important to try to integrate, not in terms of shareholding and so on, but in really also just in terms of exchange of information and to create a real railway area.